Wow, I cannot believe it is Friday morning, TGIF, or let's do it three ways, TGIF, or thank goodness it's Friday, or how about this one, thank God it's Friday. Good morning, friends. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality and Bible teacher on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Also, you can catch my morning show on EternityReadyRadio.com, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. We got a one-hour slot there in the morning. Thank you for being a loyal listener. Hope everybody's doing well today on a Friday. I hope you're coffeeed up. We've got a great show lined up, but before I do that, let me get this in real quick. And there's a special guy that always reminds us every Friday. We know who that is. Do you feel good because it is Friday? That's right. That's right. We should always feel good most of the time, right? Well, at least you try to. So anyway, I got a great show lined up, and I'm going to tell you all about it here in just a bit. But before I do, I want to remind you, you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, PTL report. A lot of people say, see, hey, what's a PTL report? Well, a PTL report is a Praise the Lord report. If you have any Praise the Lord reports you want me to share on the air, I will be more than glad to do that, okay? Also, like me on my Facebook page. We're getting a lot of new people on our Facebook page. Search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. You can also Facebook message me anytime. We do not have that 1-800 number anymore. I did away with that a long time ago. I know I need to update some things. Yeah, friends, it's just a lot easier. I'm finding that out to be a lot easier for people to either email me or just, you know, Facebook message me. So it goes either way. All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our Friday show. All right, here in just a bit, I've got a great Bible devotion called Triumph Through Trust. You're going to love that. It's a little Bible devotion on that. Also, yes, the John Wyler coffee song immediately after I do the Bible devotion. And I've got Mark Lowry. That's right, Mark Lowry comedy. He's stepping in for my characters today. It's raining over here at Faith Studio One. Someone get the buckets out. It is coming down a gully washer. Or should I say get the canoes ready if you had those, right? Okay, in addition to that, Bill Gaither, let's get a cheer for that. Bill Gaither, Fridays, I've got a triple pack of Bill Gaither music. I'm going to give you a little crow this morning, okay? And some more cheer, you deserve that. And some more hand clapping here from the audience out there. Okay, so anyway, Bill Gaither, Fridays, I've got a triple pack by request from some people that wanted to hear that too as well. And we're continuing on, we're marching on through our book of Revelations. You ready for that? The Fall of Babylon. Now, on that particular one, it goes from, I'm going to be reading from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 24, and then I'm going to give you a summary of it, okay? And I'm going to try to squeeze a Bible prophecy in. I totally forgot to do one the other day. All right, let's get the jumping jacks ready. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one. Let's roll. On a Friday morning. Okay, today's Bible devotion is on Triumph Through Trust. You know, friends, the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses... chapter 8, verses 38 through 39 reminds us, neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Amen. You know, there's two ways to respond to adversity. There's a discouragement or trust. And the problem with giving in, I should say, to discouragement is that it only makes things worse. In fact, friends, what does it do? It brings out bitterness, anger, jealousy, revenge, and so forth. We may even try to escape things through drugs or alcohol. That's sadly the wrong way to go. A lot of people do that, but do any of these solve the problem? No. God has a better way. It is the way of trust. You know, sometimes He may show us that we are in the wrong. And when that is the case, we need to confess it, repent it, seek His forgiveness. Sometimes, however, we can only accept this happening and ask God to help us endure it and triumph over it. One of the best ways to overcome adversity, I found, is to praise God right in the middle of the turmoil. Example, I'll give you here in just a second. Turning to God's will also encourage many of these psalms. For example, were written in the midst of suffering and adversity. Follow the psalm's example. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Find that in the good book of Psalms, chapter 103 and verse 2. So don't forget, you can always, friends, always go to God, and He's always going to help you. All right, stand by. Two things coming up. John Waller coffee song. Immediately after that, I have a Mark Lowry comedy filling in for some of our fellers today. All right, stand by. Wow, we're getting some thunder and lightning over here. Y'all bear with us here at Faith Studio One. Hopefully we won't have no power surges. I had to kind of break in on that. All right, stand by this morning as we get ready for Mark Lowry. He's going to talk about a Walmart commercial.
Oh, good to see all of you. So nice to be up here without Bill Gaither up here getting in my way. You know, this is exciting for us to be on Broadway. I mean, I've been to Broadway, but I've never been on Broadway before, and I've been to the Grand Ole Opry, and that's exciting, too. In fact, traveling with Bill Gaither, it's nice to not have him up here, because I've traveled with him for 13 years now, And it's, you know, he's got ADD worse than I do. That's the one thing I've learned about him. He's got it bad. That's why his hair's so frizzy, I think. But when we were at the Grand Ole Opry the very first time, like this is our first time to Broadway, the vocal band was backstage at the Opry, and we were all nervous, except for Bill, because he's, you know, he's been around since Methuselah. And he's done about everything. All day long, all Bill Gaither could talk about was how he wanted to see this Walmart commercial. That's all he could talk about. And so they put a TV backstage in the dressing room just for him so he could keep his eye out for this Walmart commercial all day long. And I said, Bill, you get to see the Walmart commercial some other time. We're at the Grand Ole Opry. They had that TV back there, and he kept one good eye on it all day. And we went out and sang and came back out after we sang, and we were, you know, changing clothes, getting ready to go home. And Bill said, you know what we need to do? We need to pray, because we just got David Phelps, our new tenor, and we were all excited about that. And we were backstage, and we put our arms around each other and started praying, you know. And Bill started leading the prayer, you know, and he started crying because he cries at everything. I mean, he'll be on the bus watching those videos of his, and he'll cry at the same spot he cried at on the video. I asked him, like, haven't you seen this? But we were in a holy huddle, you know, and he started crying and praying. And don't tell me God doesn't have a good sense of humor. Because in the middle of that prayer, that Walmart commercial came on TV. And Bill's shoulders froze up. He started shaking. I had my arm around. He started shaking. And I remember thinking, heaven, we got a problem. He starts stuttering, going, God bless you. Bye-bye. Bill Gaither told God to bless himself. Bill Gaither hung up on God for a Walmart commercial.
Well, there we go. That's a Bill Gaither, well, I should say Mark Lowry comedy that we do play from time to time, friends. Well, you know what? Today is Friday. I haven't done this in a long time. I've had a lot of people say, CA, will you do this for us? Will you do this? So you know what? Yes, we're going to go ahead and kick it off. Bill Gaither Triple Pack exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Get your heart ready. Going through the book of Revelations. Almost there. 18, 19, 21, 22. Four more chapters. Three more after today. The King is coming. Bill Gaither and company. Friday on Morning Brew Christian Podcast.
Who are crippled, broken, ruined, led in God.
There we go. There's a classic I had to play. Actually, two classics. And that was from Bill Gaither and his wife Gloria Gaither back in the day. Oh, What a Happy Day. If you guys remember that, that was a great song. And you know what? I kind of reflect back on the days of being a Baptist a long time ago and hearing those great musical songs. I guess it was from the Wills family. And, you know, and I just really enjoyed it. So anyway, okay, well, we got our Bibles, we're marching on, and today we are going to talk about the book of Revelations. We're going to go from Revelations chapter 21. I'm going to read you chapter 21 all the way, Revelations chapter 18, too much coffee, CA. Revelations chapter 18, I'm going to read scripture verses 1 through chapter 24. After we finish this, I'll be three away from ending our conclusion of Revelations chapter 22. Again, I want to take a little bit of time out before I read this in Scripture to thank each and every one of you guys as far as the breakdown and how I've been breaking down the book of Revelations, talking a little bit about Bible prophecy. Thank you so much for your feedback. I really appreciate that. We'll continue to march on as we continue to learn and indulge about God's Word. Okay, this is about the fall of Babylon. Now it says, if you got your Bibles, iPads, tablets, and whatever apps you may have, or you may want to be reading like I am out of the good Bible here, we're going to go ahead and start right now. It says, after this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and haunted for every evil spirit, a haunted for every unclean and undetestable bird. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries." Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so you will not share in her sins, so you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give her back as she has been given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Mix up her double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torture and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, 'I sit as a queen, I am not a widow, and I will never mourn.' Therefore, in one day her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her. When the kings of the earth committed adultery with her and shared luxury, see the smoke of her burning as they weep and mourn over her. Terrified at her torment, they will stand off and cry, 'Woe, woe, O great city, O Babylon, city of power, in 1 hour your doom has come.' The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet cloth, every sort of wool, wood, and articles of every kind of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron, and marble. Cargoers of cinnamon, spice, of incense, myrrh and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, and of fine flour. The wheat, the cattle, and the sheep, and the horses, and the carriages, and the bodies of the souls of the people. They will say, 'The fruit has long is gone from you, and your riches and splendors have vanished, never to be recovered.' The merchants who sold these things had gained wealth from her will stand far terrified at her torment. They will weep and they'll mourn and they'll cry out, 'Woe, woe, O great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls. In 1 hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin. Every sea captain who had traveled by ship and the sailors who earned a living from the sea will stand far off. When they see the smoke of her burning, they will exclaim, 'Was there ever a city like this, a great city that will be thrown into dust on their hands and the weeping and the mourning cry out, woe, 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 great city, where all the ships of the sea become rich through her wealth. In 1 hour has been brought to ruin. Rejoice over her, O heaven. Rejoice, saints and apostles and prophets. God has judged her for the way she has treated you.' Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large milestone and threw it into the sea and said, with such violence, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. The music of the harpist and the musicians and the flute players and the trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No workman of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a milestone will never be heard in you again. The light of the lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of the bridegroom and the bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were in the world's great men, but your magic spell on all the nations were led astray. In all that was found of the blood of the prophets and the saints and all who had been killed off on earth." Amen. Amen. Wow. CA, what does all that mean? Well, I'm going to give you my summary on all this to help you. We learned a lot, haven't we? If you took it from chapter 1 in Revelations, and we're where we are now in 18, I believe, I know in my heart and other people's heart that I've talked to, we have really learned a lot. Friends, let me tell you, chapter 18 announces the judgment. The one difficulty here in verse 4 coming where it is, but it is very difficult, it is as every difficulty in Scripture. It leads to future light. In fact, the destruction of Babylon is simply enough. She falls by God's judgment just before Christ comes to judge the earth. And the first, perhaps losing her power and her influence, is destroyed by the horns and the beast. You know, if you were to do the comparisons of chapter 16 in the book of Revelations and verse 8, and you place it in your hands, and I'm going to be kind of going through a little bit of scripture, you ought to make note. Chapter 16 and verse 19 in Revelations, and 18 and 8 in the beginning of 19, when we get to the hallelujah the next time we talk about this, make this plain. You see, chapter 18 in the book of Revelations, friends, is a warning from heaven. Not the angel of the judgment of earth. It is not the consequent on the events, but supposed spiritual apparition of heaven's mind. You know, this is the case when it is simply a voice from heaven. You see, this is called then as a spiritual call, not a manifest judgment. It is more urgent and direct just before the judgment. And I have doubt not will be as the call in the Hebrews to come out of the camp. You see, because Jerusalem's day was at hand. Here's, I believe, this applies, friends, wherever we see the system to be Babylon. In fact, the sense of her inequalities is pressed throughout the consequence. The chapter goes on to the actual execution of the judgment according to the chapter. Now also, when we read back not too long ago, book of Revelations chapter 16 about the horns and the kingdoms connected to the beast have destroyed her. In fact, the kings mourn over her. So these have sought profit and ease and commerce, I should say, in the earth. You see, the royal and commercial system is shattered by the pieces of the upset of the system. So what characteristics of her that were which is she is judged is idolatry, corruption, worldliness, and persecution. She is judged and destroyed, and the prosperity of the worldly is submitted, by her fall. And the ropes of the kings who have commenced with her. You see, friends, the blood of all saints was found in her and Jerusalem in the day. Persecution comes to the religion connected with worldly advantage. But what a picture, as we have read, we have here of the world, the revelation of the king and the saints to Babylon. That just gives you kind of a little bit of an insight as I was reading all that to you. Before I play a special song, and it's a Bill Gaither song, it's called Sinner Saved by Grace. Everybody loves that song. I just want to tell you something. If you think about it, do we have Babylons around the world right now? Sure we do. Sure. As long as Satan is running around until Christ comes back, because that's going to happen. He will reign forever. Lord of lords, King of kings, Almighty God. I had somebody tell me the other day, if I leave this world, I'm done. No, you're not done. You see, you've got a soul inside of you. That soul has to make a choice. Heaven or hell? Wouldn't you want to be in heaven? Wouldn't you want to be where hopefully most of your loved ones are there? If not all, it'd be nice if it was all. I don't know. I can't judge. I'll leave that up to God. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice just to see your grandparents, maybe your mom, your dad, your children, whatever it may be, if you lost loved ones, even with COVID-19? Don't you want to make the right choice? I'm here to help you. My email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, Facebook, message me. When you like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Look, you don't even have to like me. There's a button you can click on there for Facebook message. CA, I have a prayer request. No problem. So what's your point, CA? Get it right with God. Babylon was corrupted with sin, prostitution, lies, stealing. Goodness gracious, it was like hell itself. God had to destroy that sin. But up in heaven, there ain't going to be no sin. There ain't going to be no pain. It's going to be love. It's going to be worship. It's going to be bowing down before our Heavenly Father in the New Jerusalem. It's being built. He wants you. You know how the Uncle Sam, when you turn 18 and you have to sign up, you know, in case heaven forbid you get in the draft, where it says, I want you. God wants you. So turn your life over to Christ and turn it over today. I'm going to say a simple prayer at closing on a Friday. Bill Gaither is going to kick it off. Think about this, sinner by grace, sinner saved by grace. We'll be right back. Amen. What a testimony to all of us. I am just a sinner saved by grace. You know, that could be something that you could definitely testify. And I wouldn't dare tell you guys what to do, but you could share that with people that are lost and people that want to know Jesus. It's kind of like feeding the birds. You know how you maybe feed the birds or even feed the ducks at a duck pond. You give them a little bread here and a little bread there. What you're doing is you're giving a little bread of sharing the word of Jesus Christ. Just your kindness. We live in such a crazy, chaotic world to where there's a lot of hate. What happened to old-fashioned love, just like my friend B.J. Thomas would sing on one of his songs? What happened to love? For God so loved the world. He still loves the world despite the evilness that's going on. So I encourage you, break that bread with your friends. Break that bread with your coworkers. And I know we're in pandemic times. I know we got social distancing. But you want to do something for God? Break that bread. Kindness. And then work your way into telling them about Jesus. Oh, I can't do that, CA. I'm a shy, bashful person. Hey, I was too. But God utilized me. And he said, get that personality. It's kind of like an oil thing. You know, they drill the oil. It sprouts up. If your personality is deep inside of you like mine was, he'll bring it out. And people that know me and knew me back in school knew I was very shy and bashful. But Christ came in and he took charge. And he said, you've got it. Utilize it. It's the best decision I ever made. And that's my testimony. Yes, I am a sinner saved by grace. And I made the greatest decision at age 6 years old to have my Sunday school teacher come over to my parents' house that they still live at today. Oh, what a precious, memorable sight that is. He opened the Word of God and I accepted Jesus Christ into my life. Will you do the same? We're here to help. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Friday. We thank you for everything you do. Father God, we love you. We ask for your forgiveness. Take care of us. Watch over, guide, and protect us. For we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Okay, that's going to do it on a Friday. Very thundery Friday here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It's so thundery out here, I can hear the studio shake. Security Sam's running around here like he's going bonkers. I think he's got too much coffee. All right, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network and your Bible teacher, biblical teacher. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. Hey, tune in on my morning show too, will you? Eternity Ready Radio, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. I got a one-hour slot. Tune in and listen. You'll get a lot out of it. Also want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. We'll talk to you soon. Have a blessed and glorious day. Bye for now.